one, brothers and sisters. This is a three-part sermon that I've done before. How many of you know when I say a dreamer, who automatically do you think of in the Bible? Joseph. Joseph was a dreamer, brothers and sisters. There's nothing wrong with dreaming if the dreams are meant for the Lord. Amen? Turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37, beginning with verse 1, and when you're there, let me hear you say amen. Genesis chapter 37, beginning with verse 1. Israel, that's Jacob, had 12 sons. One of them was named Joseph. He was the 11th of 12, and he was a good boy. He was a good lad. He always did what his father told him to do. The Bible says in verse 1, it says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. And these are the generations of Jacob, Joseph being how old? 17 years old. Now, he always did what his father told him to do. And how old was he? 17. You are never too young to serve the Lord. How old was Moses when he went back to deliver the children of Israel? How old? 80. You're never too young to serve the Lord, and you're never too old to serve the Lord, brothers and sisters. God has a purpose for each and every one of us. Joseph is 17 years old, the Bible says, and he was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought unto his father their what? Evil report. Now, a lot of people have read this, and they automatically think that Joseph was a tattletale. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that Joseph was not a tattletale. Joseph was concerned about the flock. He was concerned about the treatment of the flock, and he went to tell the father about how the flock was being treated by those who were in charge. Do you think Jesus cares about the treatment of his flock? You know, when Joseph went to report to the father, what was in his mind was that it was going to bring reproach upon the family name. You know, brothers and sisters, there are many people in the world today that take the name Christian that bring reproach upon the family name. You know what the third commandment reads? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You know what happens when we take a name? Those of you who are married, someone took a name, or you gave your name to that person. When we take a name in vain, it doesn't mean necessarily using it in a profane way by swearing and using the name. It is not living up to the obligation which you took the name. So those who claim to be Christians and look contrary to a Christian lifestyle is taking his name in vain. Living contrary to that marriage relationship is taking the name in vain. When we claim to be on God's side and live contrary to God's word, we are taking the name in vain. Joseph was concerned about the reproach that will be brought upon the family name because of the treatment of the flock. So he went to report it to the father, hoping that the father would step in and do something. Now, historians say that at this time, Jacob was 108 years old. He was 108 when he received this report. And the report was about the feeding of the flock, because that's what Joseph was doing with the brothers when he went to give the report. He was concerned over the feeding of the flock. You know, Joseph had every right to be concerned about the family name, because we read just prior to this in the book of Genesis. You read it when you get home. But in Genesis chapter 34, we read that Dinah, the daughter of Jacob,
attention to what I'm saying because we're going to tie all of this together. Joseph received a coat of many colors, which is a symbol of royalty. Joseph is the beloved of the Father. Turn with me to 2 Samuel. Keep your thumb in Genesis 37. But turn with me to 2 Samuel, chapter 13. 2 Samuel, chapter 13. Let me hear you say amen. And she, David's daughter, had a garment of what? Diverse or many colors upon her. For with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparel. It was a symbol of royalty to receive a garment of diverse colors or a coat of many colors. It was a symbol of royalty. The rest of the children of Jacob became jealous of this gift that Israel gives to Joseph. They become jealous of this. And they saw that their father loved Joseph. Turn back to Genesis 37. Do my thoughts with verse 4. And when his brethren saw their father loved him more than all his brethren, they what? They hated him. They hated him. Because of his relationship with the father, they hated him. And could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream. And he told who? He told him. Now let me ask you something. Do you think that Joseph knew at this moment how his brothers felt about him? Do you think that he sensed that they hated him because of the relationship with the father? Well, he has a dream. He has a dream. And he tells it to his brothers. And what did they do? Let's finish the verse. They hated him yet the more. Now let me ask you something. Do you think that dream was prophecy? Do we have a prophetic message to share with our other brothers and sisters? We'll get back to that. He shares this dream, and they hated him even the more. And he said to them, hear, I pray you, this dream which I have dreamt. For behold, we were binding sheaves in a field, and lo, my sheaf arose and did what? Stood upright. What is a sheaf? What is it? Binding of what? Grain, wheat, right? And his stands upright, and theirs all do what? Bow down to his. And my sheep arose and also stood upright, and behold, your sheep stood round about and made obeisance to my sheep. Mine stood up, and yours bowed down. Mine stood upright. Mine arose and stood upright, and yours all bowed. Do you think this was a good message to give to his brothers? Do you think that it would invoke hostility? You know what the Bible says about being upright? His sheep stood upright. Arose and stood upright. The Bible says this in Psalm 15, verses 1 and 2. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. To do what is right is to stand upright. His sheep stood upright. There, bowed. The Bible continues with the definition of uprightness in Psalms 84:11. For the word of God is a sun and shield. talking about something that was going to happen. The second dream that he's going to have is also going to be prophecy. Do we have a prophetic message? Should we share that message with the rest of the world? Even when they become angry and slam the door in your face, Joseph went back and shared it again. When we are witnessing, brothers and sisters, just because someone rejects the message the first time, the lesson from the dreamers, don't give up and go back again. And share the truth again. Is it truth that he's sharing? It's prophecy, it's truth, and it's from God that he is sharing with his brothers. He goes and he shares it again, knowing how they felt about it the first time. He goes back and he shares the next dream that he has. Let's continue. And he dreamed yet another dream, and he told his brethren, and said, "Behold, I have dreamed a dream more. And behold, the sun, moon, and 11 stars made what? Obeisance to me." And he told it to his father and to his brethren. And his father rebuked him and said unto him, "What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Shall I, thy mother," meaning Leah, because Rebekah's already dead, Rachel's already dead, "and thy brethren indeed come to bow down ourselves to thee to the earth?" And his brethren envied him, and his father observed the same. They hated him. He's sharing truth with them, and they hated him because of the truth. Now let me ask you. In the Bible, sheaves we determine is grain. Let's just say that it's wheat. They bind up the wheat, right? What is wheat used for in the Bible? To make what? To make bread. His bread is superior to other bread. The other bread, or wheat, is inferior and bows down to the wheat that stands uprightly in a row. Did you know that Joseph is a type of Christ? Did you know that? He's beloved of the Father. Receives a royal robe. His bread is better than any other bread. Stands upright. All other bread is inferior and must submit. He now has another dream where the sun, moon, and stars bow down and pay obeisance to his. What does the sun, moon, and stars represent in the Bible? What do they do? Sun, moon, and stars, what does it do? It shines, right? It's light. His light, it makes obeisance. So the other light makes obeisance to his light. His light is superior to other light. Who is the light of the world? Jesus is the light of the world. All other light pales in comparison. His bread is better. God did what? What did he do? He sent soldiers in to do what? To kill, to slay. Conspiracy to kill him as soon as he arrived. There was conspiracy to kill Joseph as soon as he arrived. Also, they saw him coming afar off. They knew the prophecy. They saw him coming afar off, and yet there was conspiracy to slay him. And they said to one another, "Behold, the dreamer comes. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say, some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dream." They're going to try to defeat the word of God. Joseph had received the word of God, and they said, "What will become of his dream? Let's slay him, and then let's see what becomes of his dream." Do you believe that what God says will always come true no matter what? You know, there have been many people who try to defeat the word of God and actually only end up fulfilling the word of God. You know why? Because God knows. He sees the beginning to the end of the beginning. They put into motion the ability for the prophecy to even be fulfilled. Do you think they knew? Because there is nothing you can do to stop the word of God from coming true. Nothing. So that means when Jesus says, "Behold, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will what? Come again." That's the word of God. You cannot stop the second coming of Jesus Christ. That means his word is true. That means he's coming back to take you home if you're on his side, brothers and sisters. You cannot stop the word of God. They're going to try to stop the word of God. Joseph received the word of God. He received the prophecy, and they said, "We will defeat the dream. Let's kill him and then see what becomes of those dreams. Let's kill him and see what becomes of that prophecy." You know, the devil thought that he could destroy Jesus Christ, thought that he could kill him and stop salvation. But by doing that, the shedding of blood and Jesus' sacrifice being accepted in heaven by the Father did what? Open the way so you and I could all be saved. That could not stop the word of God. If God says it, brothers and sisters, it will happen. God's word will come true. Our Father has a son, a beloved son, who has the royal robe, his royalty. Concerned about the flock. Sent to seek and to save that which was lost. Conspiracy to kill him as soon as he arrived. He approaches Joseph, approaches Joseph. Conspiracy to kill him, they hated him. In 21 of Genesis 37, the Bible says that Reuben heard it and delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let us not kill him." And Reuben said unto them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit that is in the wilderness and lay no hand upon him, that he might rid him out of their hand and be delivered to the father again." And it came to pass when Joseph was come to his brethren that they did what? Stripped Joseph of his what? Of his coat. Took off his robe. His coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty, and there was no water. And they sat down to eat bread. Remember the story of it. Memorize the story of Jesus. what stopped it? It was deceitful what they did. But what stopped the wrath? The blood what? The blood? What was it? What was dipped in the blood? A coat. What's another name for a coat? A robe. The robe drenched in blood presented to the Father stopped the judgment and destruction of those boys. Do you know that Jesus wore a robe? Do you know that if I accept Christ in my heart, he covers me with his robe of righteousness? And that robe presented to the Father stops the judgment and the destruction because of what I did to his son. Because the Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't die for just the Jews or the Romans. He died for your sins. It says for my sins he was crucified. For your sins he was crucified. So when you put on that robe of righteousness and you present it to the Father, you're covered in judgment of destruction